This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our names. We put off leaving too long.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not. It's a good day. Hello. It's 7 after the hour. This is the Good Day program. My friends Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keith, and Kara Schillen are here. What better place, ladies and gentlemen, for the Dalai Lama to visit than the California legislature? This is something that is a, I suppose, I was trying when I saw this, Jennifer, to, excuse me, figure out what it would be like if the Dalai Lama went to visit the West Virginia legislature. What would it be like?
Probably not as much attention, right? California, yeah. New York, the big places to go.
Well, but California is so different from New York, don't you think? Seriously. Yeah. Are you not, where are you today? Yeah, that's what I thought.
What do you mean?
I mean, where are you?
You're in California.
No, I know that, but it's like somebody clicked the off button.
Oh. Thanks.
Well, every once in a while, people have, you know what is, we were talking about technology a few minutes ago. I get so annoyed at things. I had the story of the Dalai Lama visiting from the LA Times. Do you think I can get back to the story? This is trending.
Make you pay for the
all
article.
Over the place. No. Well, in this circumstance, I'm just making reference to it. But this happens no matter what. And I don't know how to deal with my frustration when it comes to these things. And many of you listening right now know exactly what I'm talking about. So there's some bit and piece of... I had Kara send me, or she was nice enough to look at some of the things that are moving on Twitter, because I want to stay with social media. I want to kind of figure out what's going on. And so I saw this fascinating story about the Dalai Lama bringing his message of peace to the California legislature. So I started reading it, and then I had to go do something else, and I came back, and there's an ad across the page. So I want to close it so that I can go back to the story and finish reading what I was reading. Think I can close it? Nope, can't close it. I can't even get out of the... I can't even get off the page. So anyway, losing.
Why don't you? I can help you if you want. I mean, I can tell you what he did, because he.
See, you know what? That's probably how I went to you in the first place. Thank you, Jennifer.
Oh, okay. Good.
Oh, I've explained it to me like
sorry,
that.
Sorry, technology. Huh? Who knew?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Well, he did a couple of things. He said that it was totally wrong that Muslims are viewed as militant. He said, in reference to gun control, which the Assembly and the Senate here in California have been tackling 11 bills for more gun control in the state, which already has a lot of gun control.
Well, they're already doing that. The feds tried to do some of that yesterday. That didn't work either.
Right. Well, it worked in California, not so much on the federal level, but it's been working in California. In reference to gun control, he said, external disarmament must be preceded by internal disarmament. And he talked about how the moon may look beautiful in the night sky, but it's not a suitable place to live. The planet is the only place we can live happily, he said. There's no other choice than to fully protect our own home. It's kind of interesting. So, yeah. He goes to Utah next, which I think is of note. He's not just doing the big states. He's going to the center.
Well, how do people, I say this sort of lovingly, down south, take to a message like this that is in the hardcore Christian belt of this country? How do they take to somebody like the Dalai Lama? I ask that.
I think
sort
there's
of in a
still
rhetorical
a version. I would think there's a lot of respect still. I think the Dalai Lama is a pretty well-respected figure. I mean, he symbolizes a lot of good things that I think Christians would respect him for.
You'd like
so
to
I think
there's
similar messages, but do some people think he is a Lama? I'm not just saying that about PayPal. No.
In general.
You know, I never thought
Dolly
about
the
that
Llama
before,
in Congress?
Dolly the Llama. How did he get that name, by the way? How did this has been a tradition. The Dalai Lama has been, image of the Dalai Lama has been attached to a number of men over centuries, right? If not millennia, the Dalai Lama.
Just FYI, he's on Twitter.
The Dalai Lama's on Twitter?
I follow him on Twitter, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, what is he? The Pope's on Twitter.
Huh?
Yeah, the Pope's on Twitter, too. Everyone's on Twitter.
Actually, there's a very interesting thing. Thank you for bringing that up. From the Pope. The Pope has suggested there's a release from the Vatican in an updated manual on indulgences. The focus on addictions and how it is that the Catholic should keep him or herself from going to purgatory, which is the pen outside of the pearly gates, is it not, Jennifer? Sort of?
Yes, that's right.
Right. The Pope announced the Church will give partial indulgences to parishioners who quit smoking, even for a day. What is an indulgence, Jennifer? What happens in the Catholic Church? What does it mean to get an indulgence?
I would say an indulgence is like what he's talking about, kind of a weakness, like cigarettes, or it's a vice, basically.
Right, yeah. Hmm. So the manual suggests that the people who say that they will quit smoking and do not will be asked to enlarge the coffers of the church. So once the church is going to support you, the church will help people who stop smoking, but if you start smoking again, you will have to pay into the coffers for an
indulgence. What's a coffer? What does that mean?
A coffer is the dish, the plate that gets passed around. Yeah, the basket,
oh, okay.
If you will.
Okay.
They don't have that in the Quaker church? I guess they probably don't.
No, we don't have money baskets.
Well, how do you get money to run the church?
No, they're donations, but it's not during, there's no service in the Quaker church. It's a silent meeting, and when you feel moved to say something, you stand up and share, but that's it. There is no lead service.
So have you done
the sale of all the oatmeal. That's where they get their money.
Yes.
On that note, it's 13 past the hour. This is Good Day.
I love Jen Jen.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting, buggy riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Are you looking for a tool that can quickly change from sanding to cutting to scraping? Well, the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt multi-tool offers multiple uses with just one tool. The quick blade release feature allows you to easily exchange accessories with a simple lever rotation. Variable speed settings and two built-in LED work lights will help you finish a variety of projects on your to-do list. Pick up your Craftsman C3 multi-tool today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motorcycle and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese, please. I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer and Victoria and Kara, and our focus on the weather, as long as Jennifer is here to freshen up our spirits. I'm wondering about the heat wave yesterday.
I'm telling you,
How hot is it?
I barely slept last night, so I'm going to be punchy, Jennifer, you know, which sometimes can be fun. Uh-huh. It was so miserably hot. I just laid there and just sweat.
Do you have air conditioning in your house?
I was just telling Victoria and Kara, I have window units, which actually work really nicely. I have three of them, four of them. And so I turned them all on as soon as I got home, and it was just such an uphill battle. It was 115 yesterday. And so the things are trying to work. And then in my bedroom, I'm laying there, and I realize, oh, it's not on high. So I turn it up on high. It's not getting cool. So at like 10:30, 11 o'clock last night, I'm cleaning the air conditioning filter. And as soon as I did that, oh.
What a difference.
Really nice. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you have to do that every once in a while. Take them all out, wash out the screen, and clean the filters, or put new filters in. Yeah, that's very important to do.
Oh, it makes such a difference, because I was really, it was bad news last night.
How do you escape? You can't really escape it unless you get on a plane, you go somewhere. It's Northern California is much better, but this is the forecast. It's supposed to be the drought and the hot is supposed to continue for most of the summer in your area, Jennifer. And I'm coming out next week, so and I don't have any. I'm at the beach, but it's still apparently as hot.
It was still in the 90s at the beach, which is really
hot
warm
at the beach. And so then there's the situation in Phoenix, 120 yesterday. Planes didn't land at the airport. There is what's going on here in the Northeast, the drought, although I think, Kara, you had some rain in Washington this morning, did you not? We had some.
Had some last night, but as I said earlier, I went for a run last night, and at like 7:30, 8 o'clock was still really, really hot here. Yeah. But not as hot as California, but still like 85, 90.
In New York, other things making people hot, four policemen were arrested yesterday, stripped of their badges. There's a corruption probe going now, the same pretty much as what's going on in Oakland. Bribes, prostitution, this kind of thing. And I guess what I was thinking, Victoria, out loud, was the difficulty one would have managing a 39,400-man and woman department like this. How do you manage this many police? This sort of thing, there are bound to be groups within groups, subgroups of people that, you know, because they're so exposed to all of this stuff. One of the policemen allegedly accepted a trip to Vegas from a donor to Blah Blasio, had sex with a prostitute on a private jet. There are a couple of policemen from the licensing division. So I guess what are people in New York saying about this today? Oh, well, it's just another day at the in the police department.
The NYPD.
Isn't Braden back there?
Yes.
Running the police department?
Yes.
Yeah.
I just think that the NYPD has been, they really seem to have the people on their side when de Blasio first took office, because he had made a lot of very controversial comments and people kind of rallied around the police, which was a little bit rare, but we did anyway with NYPD Pride and things like that. And then this is, you know, this kind of stuff, no one's surprised. I mean, no one's surprised by anything anymore. There's really very little that can shock us, especially as New Yorkers. It's so funny because I watch House of Cards, and I sit there and I watch that show and I go, oh, this stuff really couldn't happen, right?
Yeah.
Ding, but it really does.
It really does.
It really does. Yep.
20 after the hour on Good Day.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now. 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Let's see what kind of fun we can have musically with Carpool Karaoke. There's quite an amazing story here with the Red Hot Chili Peppers being with James Corden for a new installment of Carpool Karaoke. But the behind-the-scenes story is prompting a lot of fans to call Anthony Kiedis a hero. He's the front man for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I always mispronounce his name, but I think I got it right that time.
Nope.
And it's really misspelled. It should be C-E-I, so that the accent should be on the E. Vowel after, well, but a vowel after two vowels together, the second vowel is supposed to emphasize the first one. So if it's K, what I did was pronounce it correctly.
I don't know that last names wrong. Follow the same grammatical structure as English language.
In Dudley World, they do.
In Dudley World.
Yes. All right. So anyway, this has gotten a lot of attention on Twitter. This is after filming a scene from Carpool Karaoke. They got out of the car to have a dance-off, and there was a life-and-death moment involving a baby, which we'll talk about after we listen to the installment musically of Carpool Karaoke, James Corden from The Late Late Show on CBS with Anthony Kiedis of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
This traffic is terrible. Thank you so much for helping me get to work, guys.
Sure. No problem.
Would you guys mind if we listen to some music? What have you got that you're going to give to my mum?
Love and affection.
Well, what have you got that you're going to give to my dad?
A stern talking to, if you will.
What are you doing with my daughter?
Well, that is not for late night TV. That's late, late.
Are you late?
Okay, so for the daughter, I will read bedtime stories.
Dream of California.
I almost didn't recognize you when you came up because you had clothes on.
Mm-hmm.
You are fans of the band of the old Top Soft.
Mm-hmm.
just made me feel great.
You got elevated.
Do you know what I mean? Am I wrong?
No, it feels good.
All right. So after they did this, they danced off and then they were going to celebrate with some Mexican food. A woman came out of her house holding a child saying, my baby can't breathe. So they all ran across the street. The woman thrust the baby into Kiedis's arms and he apparently did some baby CPR to see if he could get some air into the child, mouth to mouth. And he started rubbing the belly of the baby. Bubbles came out of the mouth of the baby. Eyes rolled back into place. Ambulance showed up, handed the baby over to the ambulance operator. But the baby at that time was breathing and fine. How about that for a cool story?
Yeah,
it really is amazing. And so they went back to carpool karaoke.
Yep.
After just another day saving another baby.
Yep.
28 past the hour on Good Day.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of, Claire? Your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you can save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Owner Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Putty odor P.U.
Yes, Haley.
Cat pee. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Do you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the marginalized fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
This is the Good Day program. My friends here are Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Trending food news, another Listeria recall, frozen mixed veggies from Bountiful Harvest, which is another, this is one of these outfits that does it for pretty much everywhere. Grocery store, private label things, they all come from the same place. This sort of underscores the conversation that we've been having recently here about where our food comes from. Much of it comes from the same place. So you could buy things at Whole Foods and think, wow, this is great. They've got their own label. Wowie zowie. And then you go over to Albertsons and you find Albertsons has peas and carrots and yum. And if you really look at the back of the package and read it, you'll see that the production of the and the freezing, whatever, the harvesting is done by the same company. It's the same stuff. You're just overpaying for it at Whole Foods. And this is contributing to the smackdown that American consumers are having, realizing now that they aren't much getting the choices of food that they want. This is why I get on to the my soapbox about on my not only my radio program called The American Family Farmer, but here about food choices, the locavore movement, being conscious about what you eat, that sort of thing. So Listeria, Salmonella, E. coli, all of these things more likely to happen in what is considered quote-unquote fresh fruit that's packaged. Doesn't much happen in frozen fruit or vegetables because they, if they're being frozen properly, the bacteria can't live, but it's got to be really cold. It's like they can't live in the really hot. They can't live in the cold. They don't, you know, I liken it to what I say in the springtime. If you had a cold, cold winter where you are, hard, hard freeze, it kills most of the ticks and other things that are around that are pesky problems during the summertime. If you don't have a warm winter, those people are those people. Those things will be around. So, how does this stuff get into the frozen mixed vegetables, et cetera, et cetera? It happens during the cleaning process. It happens out in the field. Where, you know, a lot of times what you don't know about food is that it's prepared in the field and they have facilities. Have you ever seen that Deadliest Catch show where they pick up all of these fish from the ocean and they bring it in and they immediately freeze them? Immediately. They get onto the deck, they go into the ice pack, they're frozen, that's it. And they're never thawed out again until they get to your house. So that's the idea behind the mixed veggies that are picked up in the, any veggie that's picked in the on the field. Sometimes, though, they have to be brought in and blanched a little in order for the freezing to hold. And the reason they blanch them is to get rid of stuff like the Listeria and E. coli, Salmonella. Sometimes it doesn't work. So in this circumstance, it hasn't worked. So this time of year, you can safely be buying stuff, if you know where it's coming from, local produce from your local farmer. So why would you buy frozen veggies or anything else unless you're just lazy? You got them all around you. Go buy them from the local farmer. Go buy them. Meanwhile,
frozen stuff cheaper? That's one reason, right, why people buy frozen.
Oh, yeah. Right. And then you get
frozen,
Listeria.
It's peak stuff, yeah. Right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Get Listeria, go buy cheap. That's my advice to you. You want Listeria, go buy some cheap food. Kellogg's recalling food for peanut contamination. This has been going on for a week or so. Recall of a variety of cookies and brownies because of peanut residue contamination. This is a psychological game. I am convinced somehow or other that the world that's so allergic to peanuts really isn't that allergic to peanuts at all. Peanut allergies. We have this warnings everywhere. When you go to a restaurant, please tell us if you have any allergies before you order the food. Well, okay, I got an allergy to lobster. Give me a 5-pound lobster. I'm telling you right now, I'm allergic to lobster, but make sure that the one I get is cooked well and it's at least 5 pounds. So you see how nonsensical that is? But yet, it answers some requirement the federal government has. Find out if your customers have any allergies. Okay, got an allergy? Yep. Thanks very much for telling me. What do you want to eat? It's so stupid. Anyway, who has peanut allergies here? Anybody?
No, but one of my college roommate did, and if she got even a whiff of a peanut residue or dust, we had to go to the emergency room once. It was terrifying.
Why? Why does she?
It's airborne.
What happened? I get, but how'd she get allergic?
She went into anaphylactic shock.
I get that, but how did she become allergic to peanuts in the first place?
I don't know. I don't know. Just her whole life, she was allergic to peanuts.
I never in my life ever knew anybody when I was in elementary school, junior high school, senior high school, college, working, never, until about maybe 10 years ago, I knew anybody that had a peanut allergy. Never. Where'd it come from? How do people
get
to be allergic?
It is really new. I don't remember in grade school ever having the peanut allergy problem. Now it's like half the class is peanut allergy.
Now you can't bring peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to school because they're afraid you're going to give them to somebody next door and they're going to go...
I don't know what caused it, but there does seem to be some weird phenomenon, but it is a very real thing, yeah.
Is it? Yeah. All right. Pardon me if I'm a little, I think some of it is a little over the top. Story about how often you're eating out, Jennifer. How many times a week do you eat out?
Go
on, fess up.
Probably 4 or 5 times a week.
4 times, okay. Kara, how often do you eat out?
I don't eat dinner, but I do buy lunch maybe 2 times a week.
Where do you go?
There's a place next door that has, like, it's not a buffet,
that's
but... It's not the Bowie Monger.
My God, that horrible place down across the street.
Excuse me, that we only have 2 places, and I can't exactly leave work for more than 10 minutes.
McFadden is so cheap, he brings me there for lunch and he pays. That's how bad it is.
Which place? It's not the Bowie Monger, which is really
that
bad.
That place is across the...
There's a name of something that has food called the Bowie Monger?
Yeah, don't you want to go there?
No. It sounds like a cafeteria, if I remember.
It doesn't sound like booger at all.
Yeah.
Bowie Monger.
Right.
Well,
right,
really, how often do you invest in some good restaurants around here, and I'll go to them.
Okay. So,
well, as New Yorkers, we pretty much all get delivery every night, but we cook a fair amount. So I'd say we probably order food maybe 2 to 3 times a week.
Really? When you order, what do you order?
Depends. Chinese one night. Indian, Italian, whatever we're in the mood for.
All right.
Everything's
the
here.
Survey
so it's easy.
Says, this sounds like this is from Family Feud. Survey says $2 billion a year being spent by Americans that they eat out at restaurants and bars.
Wow.
$2 billion. First time it's happened in recorded history. Behavioral and economic forces are intersecting to produce this change. I go to the grocery store. If I want something hot and I'm on my own, I go to the grocery store. And I get the hot vegetables. There's usually some fish that I can get.
That's out to dinner, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
No,
that's
prepared
food somewhere else. You're not making it yourself, so, I count that as going
out. Hold on just a second. I want you to listen to Massey Ferguson 4270 as he drives by the window.
What?
That's a Massey Ferguson
4270, Victoria.
4270,
come on.
Tractor going by my window.
Oh, okay.
Very nice.
Okay, yes.
But now, even at Whole Foods, if you go to the salad bar, the hot bar, or whatever they call it.
That's going out. It's a restaurant.
Yeah, and they also had a recall of all the stuff that they were making recently.
Millennials eat out 3.4 times a week compared to 2.8 times for non-millennials. What is that?
I'll tell you what's hard is, in my line of work, at least 2 or 3 times a week, I'm going out with a client or going to lunch or dinner or something like that, and then I'll at least go out once a week, socially. It's hard not to avoid it now, I think. That's, sadly, social and business interactions are all tied to going out.
Yep.
Yeah,
I always, when I'm having business meetings, I usually try to meet them for lunch. More than not, millennials get it to go. They don't eat at the restaurant. That sounds like your story, Victoria. You don't go to the restaurant so much as you get it.
We just get delivery.
Yeah. So you don't like to cook? You don't have time to cook? You don't want to
cook? No, I love to cook. I love to cook. And we use Home Chef, and they send us 2 to 3 meals a week.
Those are good.
So we cook those meals, and then we order around it.
Yeah, that's cool. 44 past the hour in a moment, the government goes after salt and sugar. Wow. I'm glad I got the government protecting me from this stuff. Wait till you hear the story in a moment. It's on Good Day.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
I'm worried about the rash of angry protests in cities across the country, not only because they sometimes turn into riots and looting, but because there is something even more disturbing about the underlying sense of helplessness. People are resorting to street violence because they don't understand our unique process of self-government. Several protesters have told reporters, "We don't know what else to do." We all should look through the lens of liberty and realize that all of us hold far more power over government than we think. In America, sovereign citizens hold all the power, not through violence, but through dialogue, engagement, activism, and especially ballots. If we don't think the government is protecting our rights, we have a duty to change it, not burn our communities down.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about 10 bucks a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese and Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reese and Irvy's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt. That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reese and Irvy's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reese and Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com. That's froyofranchising.com. Check it out now. froyofranchising.com.
This is your radio program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria and Jennifer and Kara. Okay, so you'll be happy to know that the Food and Drug Administration and the USDA have salt and sugar in their crosshairs. Let's hear it for the government, because we're too stupid to know. I sound like Lionel now. Does anyone listen to Lionel?
I do, yeah.
I'm beginning to sound like Lionel. You're too stupid
to know. Very sarcastic guy.
Yeah, good broadcast.
I did a show with him, and yeah, that it gets a little old after a while when you're sitting next to that.
Yeah, it does. You're right about that. Yeah. It doesn't. It works in small.
I like him. He's fine, but woof.
Yeah. Anyway.
You just woofed. You did a Doug woof. Woof.
Food regulators want you to know that sugar is bad for you. This is a radical nutritional
Breaking
concept.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me write this down. Let me get out my pen.
And so the federal government wants you to know to avoid a raft of health problems and to pressure your blood pressure going up and all that sort of thing. You need to stay away from fattening products, fattening foods. That's good to know. Food and Drug Administration and a new nutrition facts panel. They're telling people to put this stuff on the back of their food and beverage package. It'll list how many grams of sugar have been added by manufacturers. So I thought we were already doing this. What's different about this from what was happening 2 years ago? I thought that we'd long since gone into this requirement. It's like
maybe
big news. What is this?
I don't maybe they never that. Listed how much they add to food. It's just a total sugar amount that's on there.
Same thing for salt, folks. Don't use too much salt. That's from your Uncle Dougie. 10 minutes before the hour.
Don't use too much
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Mike.
computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Suggestions, information about what's going on in America as we get ready for a real big-time summer movement. Lots of people on vacation now through the 4th of July and through the summertime, summertime. So Pauline Frommer from the Frommer Travel Guides at Frommers.com will be here in a moment. One of the things we're going to solve is where the quietest seat on the plane is. Where some of the great summer food festivals are in America. That's up next here on Good Day.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are the days of stowing your phone during overseas trips coming to an end? There's a company that's giving this idea a shot during the summertime. American travelers to Europe are the beneficiaries. Let's find out more.
T-Mobile today announced that it's shaking up the wireless industry once again. Starting July 1st, T-Mobile is giving all of its customers unlimited high-speed data in European countries from the far reaches of Russia to the volcanoes of Iceland and all the countries in between. Here's Andrew Sherrard, CMO of T-Mobile.
International travel can be really stressful. We don't think your phone should be one of those worries. So this summer, we're giving all of our customers unlimited high-speed data in Europe. That's less time searching for Wi-Fi hotspots and more time for fun.
But that's not all. T-Mobile has something for everyone. This weekend only, it's giving millions of flyers one free hour of GoGo Wi-Fi on 33,000 domestic flights.
We wanted to show AT&T and Verizon customers what they're missing. This Friday through Sunday, flyers just have to launch GoGo from their phone, and they'll get a free hour of internet. No strings attached.
For T-Mobile, I'm Jay Curtis. Now you're in the know.
Pauline Frommer here from the Frommer Travel Guides, frommers.com. I'm sure you saw with interest the study that was done. I think it was actually sponsored by JetBlue to identify the quietest seat on the plane. Have you ever thought when you get on a plane, whether you ride the first part of the plane or the back of the plane, do you actually concentrate or think about where am I going to sit that's going to be most quiet?
No, I would assume that it has to do with how chatty the passenger next to you is. I don't know how you do a study on that.
Yeah, I thought what they did was interesting. The study was done by some pilots, interestingly enough, who said travelers ought to find a seat in front of the wings if you want something that's quiet, because behind the wings. So, for example, if you're on a 737, first 14 rows are in front of the engines, and it's 4 decibels quieter there than if you sit in the back. And also, if you sit in the middle, this is common sense. It's going to be quieter in the middle than it is on the window seats for sure.
I've also heard it's safer over the wings because if heaven forbid the plane crashes, that's the most stable part of the plane. That's the fuselage that's going to stick together. So two strongest reasons to sit over the wings, I guess.
Yeah, right, exactly. Strongest part of the plane. Quietest airliner is the 787, the new Boeing plane. It beats every other plane to a fare thee well in terms of quiet ride. I've only been on one once. Have you been on a 787 yet?
Not yet. I'm looking forward to it.
Quite quiet. All right. I noticed on the Frommers.com travel guide page that you have a lot of interesting focus on food festivals. This has become quite a phenomenon, has it not?
It has. You look at, for example, the Traverse City Cherry Festival. That gets 500,000 people a year. Who knew there were that many people interested in watching contests where people spit cherry seeds and bake pies? But it does. And they're going to have, like, performances by Billy Idol. Who knew he was still alive? You go to Rockland, Maine. They have contests where they put lobster traps out in the harbor, and whoever can run across the most of them without getting soaked wins. So really fun stuff and introductions to local delicacies across the United States. Berries, clams, you name it, there's a festival for it.
Yeah. I also noticed that you are concerned about the refurbishing of the QE2, Queen Mary 2. What's are you worried about what's going to happen to the ship itself?
Well, they added 50 more cabins. They took away a lot of deck space, so it's going to be a more crowded ship. They're spinning it as great. It's going to be so much more beautiful. We think crowded.
Right, yeah. Who wants to go with especially a ship like that, with a lot of screaming kids running all over the place? Check out.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.